Yes, exactly. Motorists at this point in time are being kept in the dark because the data that is available in many other jurisdictions simply isn't available here in Ireland. It's not published and it's kept a closely guarded secret by the insurance companies. So when we're seeing people right across our county and indeed across the state receiving on average increases year on year of 36% in their premiums, there's no actual data that shows or justifies such an increase, and the insurance companies won't do it. So what I've called for and why I've written to the CSO on foot of them writing to the Finance Committee, of which I'm a member of, I've asked them to take up this challenge of being the independent body that will publish the information available and that they will produce it on a regular basis so that motorists will know what's actually happening within the insurance sector.
Is there not already an independent body that governs the sector as we speak?
There is. The central bank regulates the sector. It doesn't regulate the prices that the industry charges because that they're barred from doing so under European law, but it regulates to make sure that the companies don't go bust, not very successfully, given the fact that we've seen Quindirect go bust, we've seen Setanta Insurance go bust, and we've seen another company go bust just in the last number of weeks. But that being said, the information that's available, for example, in the north, in Britain and Scotland and Wales is hugely impressive. It's information that gives us detailed breakdowns per region, per area, whether there's been an increase in payouts or whether there's been a decrease in payouts, the number of accidents, the number of uninsured drivers who've been involved in accidents. All of this information is produced regularly, independently by different agencies in Britain and in other agencies throughout Europe. So what I've called for and what we got passed in the Dáil through a motion, an amended motion that I got passed unanimously, was that the CSO take up this challenge so that we could call the bluff of the insurance sector if that's what they're doing, instead of saying that it's because of increased of payouts, that we'd actually have independent verifiable figures to know whether they're simply ripping us off or whether there is a real increase in court costs and in payouts as a result of accidents.